There was only the rain now and the groans of the injured. Pat said wildly, "We did what you told us to do. Why this?" "Oh, no," Keo said. "I told you to frighten the girl a little, and then I'd come and save her." He found a cigarette one-handed and lit it. "And what were we into?" "Gang rape. She's a dirty little prod. Who cares?" "I do," Keo told him. "And I'm a Catholic. You give us a bad name." Pat rushed him. Keo swayed to one side, tripping him with his right foot, and dropped one knee down hard in his back. Pat lay there sobbing in the rain. Keo said, "You need a lesson, son." He jammed the muzzle of the Walther against the youth's thigh and pulled the trigger. There was a muted report, and Pat cried out. Keo stood up. "Only a flesh wound. It could have been your kneecap." Pat was sobbing now.
"Damn ya!"
"Taken care of a long time ago." Keo took an envelope from his pocket and dropped it down. £500, that was the price. "Now get yourself to the Royal Victoria Casualty Department. Best in the world for gunshot wounds, but then they get a lot of experience." He walked away, whistling the same eerie little tune, and left them there in the rain. When he reached the café, there were no longer any customers, but he could see Kathleen Ryan and the woman Mary standing behind the counter. The girl was on the telephone. Keo tried the door, but it was locked. Kathleen Ryan turned as the door rattled and nodded to Mary, who came from behind the counter and unlocked it. As Keo entered, Mary said, "She told me what you did for her. God bless you." Keo sat on the edge of a table and lit a cigarette.